Good morning.
Good morning, Robin.
That always feels so good. Okay, so our first question today is about yesterday afternoon. You spent some time in different groups. What did you all do? I like seeing hands go up right away. What did you do?
We drew pictures about what we would bring, and then we had to throw the pictures away because God told us not to bring all that stuff, and then we drew pictures of what we would bring and just ourselves and God.
So you talked about what God would want you to bring on your trips versus what you might want to bring on a trip. And it looked like Miriam had you playing some pretty crazy Greek games, too. Were they fun?
No.
They looked like fun, but they weren't. I don't know. What did you do?
During Christian ed.
During Christian ed. You learned about teamwork and crossing on a rope. You guys had a lot of fun, it looked like. What did other people do?
We started ideas for a film.
You started ideas for a film. That's right, we're making a movie this week, aren't we? There's a lack of enthusiasm as I say that. Did anybody do anything different?
We had the lack.
You had what? You talked. Movies are a long process. You have to start somewhere.
Yeah, kind of.
I promise, you'll get to the part where you're doing things that look more movie-like.
We had, like, trust each other because we did the ski thing where there was 10 people on 2 skis.
You did the ski trust thing. And what did you learn doing that?
Yeah, you gotta trust that people know where the finish line is because you didn't put it out until we were, like, halfway there.
So you learned about trusting that you know when you're going to get where you're going?
The people that you're going there
with. And the people that you're going there with. Mm-hmm. So what was all of that about? What else were we talking about yesterday?
In the Bible, you
mean? Maybe. What were we talking about in the Bible?
Abraham
and?
He was going to the nations.
He was going, well, Jesus was talking about going to the nations, and Abraham got told to go to... You're doing well so far. This is more than I expect most people to remember, so don't worry. Can anyone help her out? He was going to a place that is now a desert.
Canaan.
Good job. It's a tough word to remember. Well, Jesus sent the disciples to all the nations. Abraham went to some place that's often called the Promised Land, which was Canaan. Is Canaan? Israel is another word we have for it. Eleanor? The House of Israel. So we talked a lot about traveling and journeys yesterday, right?
Yep.
So today we're talking still a little bit about going places. But do you know what else was interesting about our stories yesterday?
They all had to trust in Jesus.
They had to trust. And God, Jesus showed up and he told the disciples, you guys have to go. God showed up and he told Abraham, you have to go. And today we have a story about a man named Gideon in the Old Testament. How many of you have heard of Gideon before? Wow, hands actually went up. I am impressed. A lot of people haven't heard of Gideon before. See, not everyone's heard of Gideon. He's sort of a sketchy, well, not sketchy, he's sort of a lesser known character in the Old Testament. He's one of those characters in the Old Testament who's called a judge, which means there was a problem in Israel, and God said, I need you to go fix it for me. And Gideon said, are you sure? And that's what our story this morning is about. Gideon wanted to make really sure God wanted him to go solve the problem. Do you ever feel like that? Like maybe what you're being asked to do isn't what you should be doing, that somebody else should go do it instead? Some people are nodding. Come on, I feel this way every time I have to go clean the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, maybe there's somebody else out there who has better skills for what I'm supposed to go do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking about. And then in the gospel today, which Alexis, right?
Alexa,
I was close. Read so well. Jesus picks up a disciple. What's the disciple's name? Who remembers?
Gabriel.
Not Gabriel. Gabriel's an angel.
Gideon.
Now Gideon's in the Old Testament.
Abram.
Now Abram's in the Old Testament. But I'm impressed by how well you guys are doing with the Old Testament.
Jonah.
Jonah's in the Old Testament. We'll do Jonah tomorrow. Mark is the name of the gospel writer. He was a tax collector. We're going to come to that in a minute. What's his name? Are you stretching? You're stretching.
Look in the Bible.
Sam? Sam? No, his name, one last try, and then I'll tell you.
Judith?
Judith is a woman in the Old Testament. His name is Levi, and he is a tax collector. Now, how many of you know what? Thanks, Dave. You're helpful.
Good one, Dave.
Now, were tax collectors popular people in the New Testament?
No.
No, popular at all. So, how do you think other people felt about Jesus picking up a tax collector as a disciple? Were they happy or were they unhappy?
Unhappy.
Yeah, if you tell people you work for the IRS, I bet you're not very popular still. No. Never mind. Yeah, I bet people who collect taxes still aren't overly popular. I think they were even less popular back then, though, if it's possible. I know. They were not always very nice people back then. Now they at least have to follow laws. Back then, they didn't necessarily have to follow laws about how they collected taxes. Imagine that, if they could just show up and make up the amount of money you had to pay them. That would be very bad, wouldn't it?
For your friends, it'd be like $1.
Yeah, they could be really sort of mean about it.
Did they even collect so you always wanted to pay on the tax?
Not from the children, but from the children's parents. But if they wanted to, they might have been able to. So Jesus picks up this tax collector as a disciple. And then the gospel goes on to tell us what other kind of people followed him. Sinners. Now, if tax collectors weren't popular, how did people feel about sinners? Yeah. He is not hanging out with the right crowd, is he? No. And what does he have to say about that? Yeah, he says this is exactly who I'm supposed to be hanging out with. Imagine if you tried telling that to your parents when they said, I don't like your friends. Yeah, that wouldn't go over very well, would it? But this is Jesus. This isn't your parents. So he can get away with things you can't sometimes. And he knows something that we don't always know. Because Jesus is... He's the Son of God. You guys were a little lax on that. Let's try that again. Jesus is?
The Son of God.
There we go. And what does that mean about Jesus? What does that mean about God? What does God know that we don't know?
Everything.
Yeah, it's kind of a large category, isn't it? Eleanor?
Jesus is the Son of God, but aren't we all the children of God?
We are. It gets a little complicated. We're all the children of God, and Jesus is the Son of God. But he still knows more than we do, doesn't he? Yeah. But that means that sometimes, well, all of the time, Jesus knows what our strengths are better than we do. And if we're scared that our weaknesses are going to be bigger than we're worried about, that we're not going to be capable of doing something, and God says, well, you can do it anyways, that Jesus says, it doesn't matter if you're a tax collector, Levi, you can still come follow me. Sometimes we have to listen anyways. So now I have a different question for you, and I don't want anyone to answer this question. I want you to think about the weakness you worry about the most. The part of yourself that you don't like. Yeah, this is why I don't want you to answer it, because I don't want you to have to say that in front of everyone else. It's pretty easy to come up with sometimes, isn't it? So now I want you to think about your best strength, your favorite skill that you have. Much happier, right? Who has one that they want to share?
Running.
Running! That's a great skill. I don't have that one. I think runners are a little crazy.
Reading?
That's a good one. I like reading. Reading? Swimming? You're good at math. I don't have that one either. Singing and gymnastics. I can't sing either. I like you people.
Trombone.
Art.
Playing lineman.
Baritone horn? Mm-hmm. Awesome. Music. You guys have a lot of skills I don't have. That's awesome. I'm good at this. I mean, how many of you can get up and give a sermon? See? You could try. Not really, maybe. It takes some practice. So we all have different skills and we all have different weaknesses, I'd bet. But God knows all of that, and God knows when we have strengths that we don't know about. So we're going to spend some time today looking at different skills and different weaknesses, and when God might send us to places and ask us to do things that we're surprised by. And when we might doubt what God asks us to do, just like Gideon did. Remember, Gideon went back to God not once, but twice and said, "Are you really, really sure?" And people came up to Jesus and said, "Your followers, they're kind of sketchy, a lot." I just picked one story out of the whole four Gospels. It happened a lot to Jesus where people went up and said, "Your followers, not the best crowd." But look what happened. The church grew a lot. Gideon won.
Yeah, Gideon.
Is the end of the story. So that's what we're going to spend time doing today. Prayers of the People is Form 6 on page 392.